guys. Welcome back. Season 3, Episode 6, and it's Help on the Road. And the driver I have here with me is Mr. Adams. Mr. Adams is the lease purchase driver for Boyd. He drives truck 12552, so if you see him out there on the road, just honk your horn. But you can pretty much look at this guy and see the reason he made the podcast this morning. They said, we wanted a guy to talk about health on the road. And I'm walking through the terminal, and I look, and here go a guy that's built like an action figure sitting there at the table. So I started asking them questions, and I figured that we'll talk to the audience about some of the things that he do while he's there out there over the road taking care of Boyd Brothers. So talk to us about health on the road. Since that's the topic, kind of explain to us, what do you do to keep that body so fit, my man?
Well, I try to work out every day that I can, eat as much as I can, stay hydrated, a lot of water. If I can get a pack, an entire pack of water on the truck, I'm going to put it on the truck.
And my thing is, now, you said one thing that you know, that I've been doing, but for whatever reason, my body doesn't look like that. And you said eat as much as you want. When you elaborate on that, if it's someone out that's trying to, you know, I know you have to eat, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that you know everything stay right as far as, you know, you keeping yourself healthy and all, but just eating a lot of anything does no good for you, I would imagine. But I'm gonna let you kind of talk to us about the things that you eat when you say, you know, eat a lot.
When it comes to eating, I try to I use the DoorDash app. You can use any type of food delivery app. I wouldn't suggest eating the food at the truck stop, because that's McDonald's, Popeyes, and usually not healthy choices. So it'll cost you more, but, you know, health is wealth. So even though I might spend $30 on one meal, I mean, it might give me extra 30 days of life. So I look at it that way. It costs a lot, but it's worth it. You know, you make a lot of money driving the truck, so.
I'm glad that you stuck that in there. All right, guys, and you heard him. He just said, guys, for you guys that like to sit there and drive and invest your time in the Popeyes and Mickey D's, from what I hear, those are bad choices for a guy that's trying to stay healthy on the road. I know it get, you know, with the way that you drive the truck, I know sometimes it's challenging, you know, doing some things like trying to get exercise and stretches in. So what do you do in your day-to-day routine? Because I know you got your pre-trip, post-trip, a lot of other things that you're responsible for in your daily job. How do you fit exercise and stretching and all that into your daily?
Once I finish securing my load, I kind of make it a priority to work out after I'm done. About to take my reset break. I make sure I at least get 7 to 8. I like to sleep, so I got to get my sleep in. But I try to get an hour or two working out. I got a yoga mat in my truck. I got weights in my truck. I got perfect push-ups in my truck. So I just, you know, make sure I got a, just like a, you got a pre-plan for where you're going. You got a pre-workout, like, plan that you want to do. If I did legs today, you know, I'm going to make sure I do something else tomorrow. Obviously, can't spend 3 hours out there working out, but, you know, if you fit in an hour or two, some days you're going to be too tired. It's not going to happen, but if you get at least 5 to 6 days out the week, yeah, you're going to win.
Good deal, good deal. So now that the sun's starting to come out, it's going to get hotter across the world. I know hydration is big when we're talking about being healthy. And definitely over the road. What tips do you, you know, you talked about water, making sure your truck was stacked up with at least, you know, a case of water every time you go somewhere. So what's important about hydration? Because like I said, you know, it's finna get hot and guys need to stay hydrated out there, because it'll be a little different. You know, it's just, you know, it's, there will be some areas that experience over 100 degree weather. So tell me any advice you got for this podcast today, or to the audience as far as hydration?
I drink a lot of water. I know it's probably going to be hard to drink water because you're going to have to stop the truck more often if you drink a lot of water. But I try to drink water really like, how do I break this up? Like, I drink like more. I try to drink like, I want to say 3 to 4 of them a day, maybe 5, 6 some days, but closer to where I'm about to rest for the day. I try not to drink as much. I drink coffee in the morning, so that's usually cool. But if you're going to drink water, I try to do it closer to when I'm going to, like, end my day, or I know I'm going to be at the ship for a while, because I don't want to keep stopping to pee, and that's going to mess up my time. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can do it. You just got to, you know, use your brain a little bit, you know. You can't, like, if you want to play video games in your truck and stuff, it's not going to happen. If you want to work out, it's not going to happen, because you're going to spend your time working out, and you're going to be tired, and you're going to go right to sleep.
Yeah, good deal. Now, most sometimes, you know, it's, you know, some guys, you know, take different supplements or, you know, some kind of vitamin pills, or do you do anything of that nature? Is it all natural for you?
I don't take any enhancers or supplements or anything like that, but it's very important, just as important as it is to eat right and drink water. Your body really needs the nutrients and minerals. So I make sure I take my nutrients and minerals every day. The one I take is Maximum Vibrance. So it's like a powder. You mix it with your water, so that way you get your water in too. But I just get one of them like Fiji bottles with like the squirt thing at the top of it. Pause. And I just, you know, shake it up, and I get all my nutrients that I need, but I don't take any if I miss like a lot of days in a row from working out, I'm gonna take a pre-workout. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm gonna take a pre-workout. But also, gym memberships are important too. One gym I recommend is Anytime Fitness. They are everywhere in the country, so it's no excuse. I make sure if I stop, I stop at a truck stop close to one. It'll be hard to get there, because a lot of truck stops are like in country areas or places where you can't get like an Uber or anything. But usually if you park in a truck stop that's in a city area, you'll be able to just, you know, catch an Uber from where you're at to the gym. And Anytime Fitness is, they give you a key fob to enter any gym in the country. So it's 24/7. So, you know, there's no excuses. If you want to be healthy, it's a lifestyle. So it's not like something you feel you could do part-time. I mean, you could be healthy part-time, but if you want to be in shape.
Yeah. That's awesome. And to the audience, you know, he said a few important things that I want to highlight before we get out of here today. I think he made mention of doing something to give yourself an extra 30 days. You said about, you know, if I work out, I feel like I'm giving my lifespan an extra 30 days. I think that's a good thing to live by, because I think, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, they don't kind of think about, you know, being healthy. You do a lot of physical activities already in the job, but sometimes it's just not enough, depending on, you know, your body and your build up, and everybody's a little different, how the body, your metabolism kind of go up and down. So I think he gave some good tips today, guys, and especially going into this hot weather season that I'm sure we'll get. I think it's very important for guys to kind of pay attention to what you do to expand your life on the truck, because, you know, just fitness over the road is something guys need to invest their time in, because, like you said, I'm just expanding my life You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the job is already hard enough. You think you guys, you know, dealing with the tarps and all, but there are other things that you can do to make absolute sure that, you know, your life is as long as possible. And health is you know, it's your wealth. Body is, yeah, there you go, health is wealth.
Facts.
And I'm going to leave it at that. Health is wealth, guys. All right, so to anybody listening to this podcast, if, you know, to the audience that's listening to this, if you want to, you know, see it again, you make sure you catch us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and any other social media site out there. And to any truck driver that's looking for a truck driving career versus a truck driving job, go Boys.